This is the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, we've got a really big show lined up for you today with just tons of in-your-face news that reveals just how serious things have gotten. One piece of news that I'm going to cover is a major newspaper in the state of Illinois, the anti-gun, anti-freedom state. That is not the people, but those that run the state. They now admit, from their own research, what we've known for years, the 1968 Gun Control Act is a copy of the Nazi Gun Control Act that the late Senator Dodd, when he was on the different war crimes trials, he was a prosecutor during the Nuremberg trials, he got a copy of it. He had the Library of Congress translate it. There's a record of that, and only a few words were changed. And now they've got the new gun control that Bush is trying to pass. And, of course, he says he'll reinstate Clinton's assault weapons ban, which basically goes after all your rifles down to semi-automatic 22s if it's fully enforced. So, finally, we're seeing some mainstream media admit just how serious things are. Of course, Aaron Zellman reported this years ago on this show, the head of Juice of Preservation of Firearms Ownership. And we'll be going over some of that today. SAR situation, they're quarantining now 4,000 more just in Beijing, the capital city of communist China, alone. And they're talking about it coming to the U.S. and having to have massive quarantines here. There's now a whole family who's been quarantined in Maryland, and there's been some other quarantines in other areas of the country. The media has gotten intercepts, the memos were out in Hawaii and California and other areas. The ambulance drivers have been told not to talk on their radios about SARS, so they think they found a case of it. They're trying to control panic, they say, while hyping it up in the media. And the Toronto Star reported Friday that the UN is, quote, using this as a power grab and creating hysteria. And remember that our own White House last year ordered FBI and CIA to, quote, create fear and hysteria with fake terror alerts. That was confirmed. So all of them do it. Bill Clinton, George Bush, doesn't matter. They try to scare you and then pose as your saviors. Oh, they'll take good care of you. If you just let them take your liberties away, they'll take real good care of you. It's like Ted Bundy said, just get in the Volkswagen. Everything's going to be all right. By the way, I saw this story about this psychopath who kidnapped allegedly these five women, and then he would rape them for months or years and then release them and they wouldn't tell anybody. That's how mind-controlled they were. We've seen a lot of examples of this, and then somebody will tell me that the government can't create a mind-control slave when they admit Senate hearings that they did this. I mean, they can get you, torture you, drug you, and make you think you're a dog. They can make you go jump off a cliff, and they can make you go out and commit assassinations, and they've done it. And almost every one of these mass shooters, you track it back, they lived on a military base. Neighbors would see vans pull up and them drag the person out, kicking and screaming when their programming would break down. Larry Ashbrook in Fort Worth, who shot up the Baptist church. Burrow, who shot up the Jewish center, he was under mind control. They were both buddies, by the way. It's incredible, folks, but just another example of this. Some lone sicko can make mind control slaves, but the government can and doesn't. Sure they don't. Sure they don't. Yeah, right. We'll be right back.
Well, the government wouldn't do something like that. They're nice. They're good. We give up our rights and turn our guns into them. It's always a good sign when the police start wearing skull patches and black ski masks. I want to submit to the government. And maybe if we just totally submit to them, they'll be nice to us. Of course, that's never happened in history. It's always the opposite. But let's just ignore history. We'll be right back.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, mass passing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Are you prepared? Seems that more terrorism on our soil is inevitable. Chemical attacks, biological, nuclear, who knows for sure what dangers lie ahead for America. Recent articles have pointed to vulnerability in our agricultural industry. An attack on our food supply would be devastating. Jerry Guidetti from the ARC Institute has been alerting people to this very real possibility for years. She's helped many of us to prepare for these threats to our survival. Call the ARC Institute today at 1-800-255-1912 and ask about protecting your family's food supply with heirloom seeds. Heirloom seeds have been carefully passed down from generation to generation, preserving America's ability to feed herself. We've certainly been getting some conflicting advice from Washington on how to protect against biological and chemical attacks. Jerry can help here too. The book, Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, will give you all the information you'll need to ensure your family's safety. They say you can't buy happiness, but peace of mind is available at the ARC Institute. Call the ARC Institute today, toll free, 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912 or visit arcinstitute.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, the month of April's getting a little bit old, isn't it? It's already the 29th of April, 2003. On this live Tuesday edition of the Worldwide Broadcast, I'm Alex Jones, your host. Thank you so much for tuning in to the show today. I really do appreciate all the people that care about America and have the courage and the will to face the fact that Bush is about to reinstate Clinton's assault weapons ban and wants to pass gun laws that dwarf the 1968 Gun Control Act, and is opening our borders and signing on and giving all the weapon systems to communist China and Iran while telling us we have to turn our guns in to be safe, hailing that as conservative. And, of course, the Democrats are running around engaging in their evil as usual. There is no difference. There's only a difference in rhetoric as our liberties and freedoms are destroyed. Dick Gephardt is calling for a takeover of your small businesses now, where you'll have to pay for 40% of your employees' health care. That'll shut down about half the small businesses that I know of. If we didn't have fascism involved in our healthcare system, if we didn't have the private corporations working with the government to rip off the doctors and the patients and to add all these costs in and to add all this government regulation in, then we wouldn't have the high cost of healthcare. But again, the government creates the crisis and then has its solution. And it'll never be socialized health care, which is bad enough. No, it'll be something even worse. It'll be the HMO, where they get record profits and you don't get any health care. oh, welcome to the New World Order. See, the phony right-wingers get on the air and go, we got to stop the liberals. They want to give you socialized health care. We need free market. Well, the free market they're talking about is fascist health care. And I'm against socialist health care, fascist health care. It'd be nice to have free market health care. But don't look for it to happen anytime soon. And believe me, folks, my father is a doctor, and he works, he consults for some of the larger healthcare conglomerates, and I ought to have my dad up here as a guest to talk about how things really work, and how things are done between big hospital chains and the insurance companies, because it's a big scam. They sign deals with hospitals, the insurance companies do, to not really give people care. They give them the cheapest care. It doesn't matter what they need. They don't get it. And then they gouge you with ridiculous prices for the substandard care that you do get. And my father's found that over time that makes healthcare systems break down, and that short-term it's profitable, long-term it's not profitable for the hospitals and other types of medical chains. But it's always popular for the insurance companies. So my dad goes out and tries to teach folks how to not do that with the insurance companies, and how to team up, you know, the different medical companies to team up and not go along with what the insurance companies offer and try to push on them. Disgusting insurance companies. They are not free market, ladies and gentlemen. See, that's where the liberals get it wrong. They think that you stop the corrupt corporations by creating big government, and that will stop the big corporations. Well, no, that empowers the corrupt corporations. They use government and government law enforcement and government regulation to go after their competition and to institutionalize profits for themselves that were not derived from the free market. It's called crony capitalism, but this is much worse. It's a form of hyper-criminal crony capitalism. And then you have some of the right-wingers who aren't really right-wingers. They are the most ultra-communist you've ever seen in your life, to use the popular political paradigm. That's not accurate, but we'll use terms in the language that's understood here. Ultra-communist, ultra-big government, ultra-evil, no freedom, grab your guns. But they run around yelling, I'm a conservative, stop the liberal, 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 liberal. You know, it's like a crook who dresses up in a cop's uniform to rob the bank. I mean, can we figure this out? The crooks dressed up in a cop's uniform as conservatives. They're not good conservatives. They're not a good police officer. They're not a good conservative. They're evil, wicked bank robbers, and they're robbing you right now, laughing at you. Oh, it's so sick. You understand the analogy here of what the neocons are? The most vicious, big government criminals you can imagine. Look at what they're actually doing. Savaging America. All right, I'm not going to get off into that again. If you can't figure it out, you're in deep trouble. I mean, just look at this article. I've got information overload. My wife, my webmaster, she printed off about 100 articles. I'm not exaggerating. 100 articles at least. I printed about 30 this morning surfing around. I'm looking at giant stacks of them. Here is just one of them. They're all horrible. We got the national parks, by the way, as I told you in 97, in America Destroyed by Design, my first film. Plan to shut down the parks to car access and to shut down most of the camping sites and to shut off areas where you can't even walk, period. Well, it's now official and now happening in mass. I just read the executive order. I just, you know, I snuck in behind closed doors. Well, you know, walked in. Wasn't actually sneaking, I guess. But the point is, just walked into the offices and saw the big maps and sent the film of what they had shut down, what they planned to shut down in four phases. Well, we're now entering phase three. I got that here. I've got them arresting sheep herders for no reason on their, quote, private land because they didn't graze them right, or they shot a cougar who was attacking their livestock. Now these cougars are eating kids, and they're in massive levels. Alligators are coming out and eating people's dogs in Florida. Record numbers of them. But, oh, can't hunt them. Inside Cisco's eavesdropping apparatus. You know who Cisco is? Big networking computer systems. Cisco Systems has created a more efficient and targeted way for police and intelligence agencies to eavesdrop on people whose internet service provider uses their company's routers. And what does this do? Well, I mean, I remember in 95, they signed a deal for the telecommunications industry, paid them $8 billion, supposed to be $5 billion, ended up being $8 billion, to put giant snooping hubs in every backbone of every satellite and every landline, giant integrated hubs. When you hear a click, folks, that's because there was a power surge somewhere. It's not the government listening. Okay, you don't hear clicks. That was 30 years ago if the feds were doing it. 10 years ago, the local cops were doing it or had it down the road in the phone box. Echelon's been hooked into everything for years, and they had total control by the late 90s. And here's Declan McCullough for CNET News. He also writes for Washington Post, a bunch of other folks. They like to let you know what they're doing to you, I guess, now. The company recently published a proposal that describes how it plans to embed lawful encryption capability into its products. Among the highlights, eavesdropping must be undetectable. A multitude of police agencies concluded simultaneous wiretaps must not learn of one another. The internet provider uses encryption to preserve its customers' privacy and has access to encryption keys. It must turn over the encrypted communication to police in a descrambled form. So you see what's going on there. It's a total joke. We'll come out and advertise, sign up with Cisco Systems or put in our system or go with this internet provider. They give you encryption protection. And they, with the keys to the government. I mean, it's a joke. It's like, we put a lock on your front door for you, but we gave the keys to the man in the black ski mask. That's why I never plug this. We have Rovinet, powersinfowars.net. It's a clone, same service. 1-800 service, 24-hour tech support, all that stuff. It's got a virtual browser. That way, you're through a whole other system, a whole other server, blocks cookies, blocks spam, blocks the feds. It's the only way, and frankly, they can get through that too, but it takes a lot of computer processing time and more energy, and it's harder for them, and it cuts out most of the people spying on you. So you need to go sign up at InfoWars.net for internet service. And that helps support us with our gigantic bandwidth cost. It's just amazing, folks. It's every 8 months. We're doubling the number of hits we get to InfoWars.com. PrisonPlanet.com is about, 6-7 months old. It's already doing what InfoWars was doing in hits about a year ago. And it's exploding. And you might go sign up at InfoWars.net. Just go read all those services. Just go look at it. Or go sign up at Rovin.net. I don't care. Just go do it. It costs less. It's an actual, high-speed dial-up, which means, all that means when you hear those ads on TV is you're not sharing phone lines. You see, they don't even give you phone line strength with AOL and the rest of them. That's why when our cable modem goes down, we switch to our Rovin account. The pages appear about half as fast as our cable modem, which is about 10 times as fast as any other internet provider we ever had. Because Rovinet or Infowars.net actually simply gives you a phone line. The whole phone line, that's what he goes out and gets, phone numbers for the whole country. And then they have other faster services if you want it. I didn't mean to get off on that. It's just that when these companies advertise encryption and all this, if it's the new encryption, give me a break. They have keys to all of it. And all any encryption really does is slow down the computers and the processing power of Echelon and others. Of course, frankly, I don't, the globalists are reading what I'm doing. People say, well, who cares if I'm being spied on? Well, it's the point that you're living in a police state, folks. I mean, I don't have anything to hide. I hope they read about how we're losing our freedoms. I hope they do grab that email and read what the Patriot Act does and go look at the bill, whatever little poor analyst they've got reading it. But then that really gets down to the bottom line. They could have 10 million analysts, and if they were just listening to what the keyword software picked up, it'd still be like coming home for each analyst and finding 5,000, 10,000 phone messages to listen to. And even if you could listen to all of them every day, imagine trying to go and track down and file it and do something with it. So when they announce Echelon and eavesdropping and they're spying on you, most of that is to create fear. Most of that is to be a chilling effect, okay? Yes, do they listen to Alex Jones? Routinely, I'm sure I've got analysts that check in on me. But they got to have a real sicko to do it or they wake up and join us. So that's another problem the globalists face. The personnel are joining our ranks in masses because they find out it's all true. So welcome to the team, boys and girls. You love your children? Join us. You love evil and weakness? Join the New World Order. So stop worrying, speak out, stand strong. The globalists, the Nazis, can only win if you cower in fear. Masses of news, your calls, it's all coming up. Stay with me.
What if you could actually save money on everything you ever needed to buy? Sounds unbelievable, but you can at www.homeshopgroup.com. Get your free membership today, and you'll be eligible to start saving on everything from pet food to personal computers. You see, your free membership in the Discount Home Shoppers Club will save you money at over 200 online stores like Walmart, Sears, Expedia, and Amazon. And that's not all. You'll even save money shopping at stores in your very own neighborhood with a brand new Club Bucks program. Start saving today with your free membership available at homeshopgroup.com. And here's the best part. You can start making money tomorrow. They will personally show you how at homeshopgroup.com. Through the Home Shop Group referral program, you can earn thousands of dollars in extra income each and every month while you continue to save big bucks on the items you and your family use every day. Visit homeshopgroup.com and get your free membership today. That's homeshopgroup.com.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrate and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Grow fruits, vegetables, and flowers without chemicals with the help of Arbico. Eating healthy and preserving our earth has never been this easy. Go to Arbico.com today and you'll learn, like I did, about the beneficial organisms and chemical-free fertilizers that will make your garden absolutely breathtaking. I'm talking about the beauty that only the Creator can conceive. Not the pesticide-ridden, genetically modified junk that most of us are used to. Your garden will look better and your produce will retain its nutrition. The benefits of organic gardening are endless. You'll even be saving money with Arbico's guaranteed low prices. Call them now at 1-800-827-2847 and receive free ladybugs with any beneficial insect order. My soil is richer, my air is cleaner, and most importantly, my children are healthier because of organic gardening. It's such a simple way to make this world a better place. So call Sherry and the good folks at Arbico today at 1-800-827-2847. Make sure you got that, 800-827-2847, or visit them at www.arbico.com. Saving the world has never been this simple because Arbico is organic gardening made easy. Our founding fathers wrote down for all time our most precious documents of freedom. The Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and Lincoln's Gettysburg Address. These are the purest forms of our country's freedom before the thousands of politicians got their hands on them. The Declaration in Washington, D.C. can barely be read. It has faded that much. Now is your chance and your patriotic duty to have it in your home or office. We bring them to you by using an 11-step process, reproducing these historic documents in exacting detail on antiqued parchment paper all ready for framing. But you don't just get the Declaration, which sells for over $100 when framed, but all four documents for just $24.95 shipping included. And as a special gift for ordering now, you will also receive a commemorative U.S. Constitution proof silver dollar with your order. Call now toll free 800-686-2237 and order the Documents of Freedom. Don't wait, do it today. The number 800-686-2237.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
Welcome back, my friends. Again, burns, thank you for joining me here on the show today. Your calls are coming up in the next segment, and I'm also going to get into Profile of a Kidnapper. It's all about control, absolute domination. It explains why Jameski's
alleged victim wouldn't flee. Now, again, this is an example of mind control. The government with drugs and torture can make you a total mind control slave. They've always found it's easier to do to women. But you can do it with basically any man. Just men's, the programming, according to the congressional reports, this is an admitted fact, tend to break down a little bit quicker. Lose the programming and not follow orders. And it's kind of like that in the mass mind control. Women, they found, well, Hitler said, first you get the women, then you got the children, so follow the men. Not that women are dumb, just women are the center of society, and you target them, and you got the children, so follow the men. Men do what women want, what they think women think is cool. They follow the leader, so they get women to be anti-gun, anti-family, anti-America. Well, then the men turn into that, or you train women to accept men being beer-bellied creatures, watching nothing but football, caring less about their children, being lazy, and then the women accept that, and the society's over. So we'll get into allegedly five women kidnapped, held, and he took photos and all this stuff of it, and then he could just let them go. They never tell, years later. That's mind control. That's what Harris and Klebold and others from the evidence were clearly under. Buford Furrow, Ashbrook, Sirhan, Hinckley, the list goes on and on. And we're going to talk a little bit about that here on the show today. Some of the other news I have is it's now coming out that, again, the latest five reports of finding chemical weapons. It was in Iraq, were rocket fuel for legal, lawful rockets, even under UN control, and more bug spray that they found. Oh, surprise, surprise, at the agriculture plants, because people have to have that for their crops because they eat food. No, they're terrorists. But you know what they're going to do? They're going to keep finding all this fake stuff and keep getting caught, and then finally say, oh, look, we found it, and it'll sound more legitimate. That's the psychology here. Oh, well, we admitted we were wrong 54 times now. It's 54 times that I've counted up, 54 times they found stuff that it wasn't real. And, oh, but on the 60th time or whatever they choose, it's coming soon, don't worry. Oh, we really found it, it's real. And we'll go, see, they were right, vindicated. And they'll probably plant something, only because they'll probably plant Russian nerve gas or something, because they're clearly finding U.S. chemical weapons. They did in the first Gulf War, that's admitted. Just huge storehouses of U.S.-made chemical weapons. But they can't have the find be chemical weapons. I'm sure the Marines are just stumbling over it everywhere like last time. There's no way to destroy all those bunkers of it. Saddam didn't have the time or money. Our own government can't get rid of all the bunkers they've got out west full of this stuff. Even at the Anniston Depot in Alabama, they can't burn all of it. Yeah, they burn it and shoot it out the top of the chimney, the nerve gas. Oh, by the way, there was an earthquake, pretty good one, too. Not too bad. Did shake a little stuff there in Alabama today. That's on InfoWars.com. So that's the kind of stuff we got here. Just lots of news like that. So I'm sure they're stumbling over chemical weapons, but it's all marked U.S. like last time. So there'll be a nice little flagon of Russian made, dropped off at the key point. Oh, look, he did have it. See, or they'll fill up some jar with it. Go, oh, look, he had it. I mean, that's coming any day, don't worry. And then the crowing by the talk show host of, oh, look, it vindicates. See, it's psychology. They get caught in a wrong all these times, making it look like they're legitimate. Oh, we checked it's wrong. Oh, we checked it's wrong. And then finally the world will buy it when they find it, and it's real because, oh, look, all the times they were wrong. Oh, and you're doubting me? Folks, they claimed that big African country, Niger, sold nuclear weapons parts, totally controlled, and uranium, and other goodies, to Saddam, created a false report, the document, supposedly the bill of sale, totally fake, made by the U.S. government. Not the U.S. government, but the globalists, the parasite that controls the government. You ever seen a science fiction movie, with a little alien crawls in your ear and gets control of your brain? That's what the New World Order did. And then they sit up there and, wave flags at us and say, oh, this is America, go along with us. It's like the bank robber again in the cop uniform coming in dressed like a cop to get control. It's a body snatcher type deal, to use the analogy, a they live analogy. It looks like one thing, it's another. So when you stick that American flag on your car now, it means you support everything that destroys what the flag symbolizes. See, we used to put flags all on our cars and houses because we were right-wing patriots.
And then we were bad. The police manual said, watch somebody. This is actually the manuals with a bunch of American flags on their car in the late 90s. But now, watch them if they don't have American flags. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Grow fruits, vegetables, and flowers without chemicals with the help of Arbico. Eating healthy and preserving our earth has never been this easy. Go to Arbico.com today and you'll learn, like I did, about the beneficial organisms.
803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, my friends. Welcome back. Let me get into a few other news items, and then we'll get to Andrew and John and many others, Lou and others that are holding. The toll-free number to join us on air today, tonight, this morning, depending on what time zone you're listening to us in, 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Mind control. You know, George Bush, there's his headline, George Bush thought Saddam was behind 9-1-1 all along. That's like saying Charlie Manson thought Tex Watson was behind killing Sharon Tate all along when he heroically stopped Tex Watson from cutting her stomach open. You know, Tex Watson and others involved in the ritual killings. Are you getting what I'm saying? It's like Charlie Manson saying, I thought Tex Watson was involved in the killing of Sharon Tate all along. I mean, this is getting too rich here, folks. If anyone just investigates 911, in the slightest fashion, you find total lies, total corruption, total prior knowledge, and then you find funding of all the hijackers and their homes and cars, paid for FBI agents living with them, colonels going public, they were forced to train these people, then you find out most of them are still alive, then you find out the CIA was, quote, running a drill of flying hijacked planes into buildings. It's like Jeffrey Dahmer is very concerned about cannibalism and thought that John Wayne Gacy was involved in it all along. So we'll get into the 911 whitewash that's going on in this new whitewash committee. The Post Standard's got an article here, Profile of a Kidnapper. It's all about control. Absolute domination. It explains why Demelsky's alleged victims wouldn't flee. The last teenager, John Jemeski, allegedly held captive, seemed to have had a few opportunities to flee, but didn't take them. It may be hard to fathom, experts say, but it shows the level of control kidnappers can have over their victims. Not back in the 50s, folks. We were a lot simpler and more decent, but people would flee. They would fight back. Somebody pulled a knife or a gun in a crowd. Everybody would jump them. In the new America, most of the time, people fall down, grovel, men begin to beg. We're a cowardly lot, by and large, unless the global leader says attack someone, and then we'll viciously do it all day and have lots of courage. But only if the government says it's okay. We turn into jelly in our boots. If not, you know, that's why Bush is against arming the pilots and tried to block Barbara Boxer, the conservative, from arming all the pilots. Yeah, she's more conservative than him. That's what happened. I mean, let's just use their paradigm. And because he doesn't want the message of you arming and protecting yourselves. That's why they arrest kids that play dodgeball or musical chairs now. They arrest them in school. It's a violent thing they did. Zero tolerance. Training us how to be little mindless gerbils in the cage for the boa constrictor to have a meal. Profile of a kidnapper. It's all about control. Absolute domination explains why Domeski's alleged victims wouldn't flee. It may be hard to fathom, experts say, but it shows the level of control kidnappers can have over their victims. This is all about fear, said Pat Brown, director of the Sexual Homicide Exchange and Criminal Profiler. Terrorizing the heck out of you for a period of time threatens that he will hurt you or hurt someone you love, that if you do anything to displease him, you'll pay for it. You end up living in absolute paranoia.
It's natural to question why at least one of John Jomeski's alleged victims didn't bolt when she had the chance, Brown said, but the dynamics of such cases are not so simple. Jomeski, 67, is suspected by authorities of kidnapping at least four victims, I'm saying five, and keeping them captive in an underground bunker at his DeWitt home, although he has been charged only in the most recent case involving a 16-year-old girl. The case has not yet gone to trial. I hope they fry that piece of filth. Experts interviewed for the story spoke in general terms about similar cases and in some instances commented on specific allegations against Jomeski, but they have no knowledge of whether Jomeski committed the crimes of which he is accused. Well, they say they got all this evidence now inside there. And it goes on to say, in the weeks before his arrest, Jomeski had started talking to a 16-year-old girl out on errands and to social settings such as karaoke bar, and according to comments he made to police that were confirmed by several witnesses. And let me explain something here. What do you think the government's doing in a mass scale? Smallpox, anthrax, SARS, we may have to quarantine, take your rights, we'll take care of you, secret arrest for any reason, Al-Qaeda's going to get you, they can nerve gas us, they can nuke us any minute, but don't worry, the government will keep you safe, just stay with us, just do what we say and everything will be all right. This is torture, this is mind control, this is trauma-based mind control, people. Now, let's talk about MKUltra. Admitted, 77, 79, Senate hearings, kidnapping, torture. Theodore Kaczynski, L.A. Times, the Unabomber, 1958 to 62, CIA mind control subject, admitted. Harvard admits it, and the guy shows up blowing stuff up 35 years later. Are you stupid out there, ladies and gentlemen? Are you dumb? Can you see what's going on here? The guy, and I have the article in the takeover, you know, the L.A. Times article talking about Theodore Kaczynski in the L.A. Times. I mean, they admit he's mind control. He's off bombing things. And what do? They get more control out of the bombing. Like, let me just slap the microphone. Maybe this will wake you up. Do you hear me? Do you hear me out there? This is real, folks. You're going, wait a minute, you go from this kidnapper, this alleged kidnapper, and these women who wouldn't escape or wouldn't speak out. You go from that to CIA mind control. Yeah. I'm not saying this is mind control. That is CIA mind control, but it is mind control. I mean, folks, it's come out what they would do. They would take somebody in the military. They'd say, sign here for some tests we're going to do on you. Waiver forms, maybe scary. You're a special forces man. Are you willing to do it for your country? Yes, sir, to fight the communist I am. They go, that's right, Sergeant. The North Koreans are torturing our men right now. This is in the 50s. We need you to sign this waiver. We're going to do some really bad stuff to you, but it's for America. I'll do it. Yes, sir. They would get them to sign the form. It's incredible. Patriotic. Red, white, and blue. Heroes. They'd sign that. They go, just a shot, sir. And then they would torture the living daylights out of these men, men like Kaczynski and others, and have mind control slaves. They torture. These guys would disappear. Families testified for years. Resurfaced, believing they were a new person, totally new, jovial attitude, whereas before they were quiet and serious. They'd have to disappear from time to time on little missions, assassinations. And they have a whole core of these people, of men. And they walk into your churches and they blow your kids' heads off. They walk into Jewish centers and they shoot your children. I mean, Burrow turned out lived on an Air Force base. The guy had never been in the Air Force base. He had a National Security Council email. This came out in the news. The Houston Chronicle reported that Burrow and Ashbrook, the guy that shot up the Baptist church, Ashbrook, neighbors saw vans pull up. They would grab him. He was freaking out. He was busting his house up. He was calling the paper. They're telling me to kill. I don't want to do it. It was my control in the Navy. Help me. They're giving me the access codes. I don't want to do it. His programming wore out. They had him go into a Baptist church and shoot everybody. And then he sat down, stuck the gun in his mouth, blew his head off. That's the disposal training, which they admit they did to these people. They're always former military. Farrell was in the Army, not in the Air Force, but he lived at the Air Force Base. The point is, he's like a 45-year-old man living at the Air Force Base. Same thing with Ashbrook. He was in the Navy. Decades later, he's running around doing this. They talked to his family. He was fine, quote, till he got out of the Navy and was crazy ever after. You know, So you're like, there's no way the government can mind control somebody, but this degenerate sack of pus, this guy with, and they've been in the house now with all the stuff, he's over here with all these women, this alleged kidnapper, and he releases the women after torture, and they're scared to death. Same thing with abuse of children. They won't tell. I mean, this is serious business, folks. Serious business. And this is the type of people that want control of your lives. You figured this out yet? Of course the government can grab you and torture the living daylights out of you and find out what your fears are and break you, just like Winston in 1984. All those were communist torture techniques that Blair, known as the pen name of George Orwell, wrote about, because I'm sure you know that he was an imperial police officer who oversaw executions for the what he called the capitalist in India. Then he left and thought that was the enemy and joined the communists and found out they were controlled by the same people, and then worked for the BBC and found out they lied about a bunch of stuff and propaganda, and then he went and wrote this book and died. That's old techniques of mind control, making you love Big Brother after they're done with you. So, every time we look at these people, did you know that McVeigh was being seen by a special doctor, Jolyon West, who's admitted, mentioned in the MKUltra hearings? Just so happened, again, hidden in plain view, that he'd been seeing him, and then after the attack, he was seeing him, and that was his doctor, right up to the execution. You know, they walked out Malvo yesterday. The guy was so drugged out. That guy was on so many drugs, he didn't have irises. He had pupils. They don't even try to hide it. I went back and looked at the footage I had of McVeigh on 60 Minutes. Yeah, I did it all. The guy's eyes, I mean, just totally whacked out, totally drugged, can barely talk. I mean, what's wrong with you people? You realize how evil the globalists are? This is not our government. Let's talk to, Andrew, or is it Andy in California? You're on the air, sir. Go ahead.
Alex, you reported that Ariel Sharon had said that he would send Israeli hit teams to America.
Yeah, it's Reuters, UPI, and AP, and all the articles are in the new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement, that I have not released yet. But you can type into a search engine and find those, or go to Infowars.com.
Okay, that answers my question.
What do you think about that?
I think it's pretty scary.
Yeah, no judge, no jury. Hey, it's the new America. Foreign hit teams come and kill you. Sounds pretty good, doesn't it?
Yeah, and I...
Well, that's because they don't have enough troops, enough American people that aren't mind controlled to go out and kill us. Because you could tell some special forces got to go kill some Arab or something, and they don't care, because it's for America. They're patriotic. They believe in it. They're being misdirected. But you can't tell them to go do that to an American. But don't worry, they got folks that'll do that. They got folks that will run over on the photographs an American college girl and back over with an armored bulldozer. That's okay, isn't it?
Why aren't more people talking about this?
Well, it's just the new America. Freedom means foreign troops come and kill you. The new, they got the KGB boss, former KGB head, is going to be helping Homeland Security. Special. It's all part of the freedom. How's it sound?
I don't think I like it.
You don't like the KGB coming to help? I mean, they're good folks, man. KGB loves you. Heard it on the news.
All right. Thanks a lot, Alex.
I appreciate the call.
All right.
Yeah, you may remember Bush said about 3 months ago that this was about 6 months ago now, the CIA will kill American citizens if they, quote, are connected to Al-Qaeda. People want, well, they're suspected of Al-Qaeda connections. Type in, Bush says CIA can kill U.S. citizens. Just type that in. Just type it in. You know, the new film we're making has thousands of news articles. Yes, thousands. It's overwhelming. It's going to be right around 3 hours long. And it's just totally and completely jam-packed. You cannot order it yet. Police State 3. Total Enslavement. Be offering it very, very soon.
Folks, but you won't get it, the film, completely if you don't get Police State 2000. That's the first one in Police State 2, The Takeover. So we go from Police State to The Takeover to Total Enslavement. And I think this will be the final film, folks. If we go much further, it'll be Total Death will be the name of the new film. Of course, we won't make it because we'll all be... Oh, my goodness. Folks, if you could just see what I see every day. I just look, it's all right here. It's all admitted. Oh, man. Oh, boy. Let's talk to Lou in Colorado. Lou, you're on the air. Welcome, sir.
Hi, Alex. I just want to make a quick statement here before I get into what I want to talk about. And that is, I sent you that copy. I sent it by mail because I didn't want to distort it through fax or anything else. A copy of that one by Philip Freneau, where Madison and Jefferson put together the plans for how do you change a constitutional republic into a monarchy.
Yes.
I sent it to that address you have for sending in for Lamar
Sweet.
Right.
Thank you so much.
Did you get that?
I believe so,
it's
yes.
It's in a blue envelope. It's something really worth reading because that lays down the plan. But anyhow, going back on this mind control a little bit, too, is I remember watching a long time on Channel 11. They talked about how they were doing an experiment with rats. Like, rats are very a lot like people in their society type thing, and they were constantly subjecting them to shocks and different things and turmoil, which then made them more docile. Now, that was on Channel 11 many years ago, so this is part of that plan. Disaster after disaster, emergency after emergency, people become more docile, more controllable.
Well, that's why they've had thousands of urban warfare training where the Delta Force covertly rents a police station 1 week before. I mean, they, in Kingsville, we found out they planned this for 2 years. They paid, and the number is undisclosed, but we're told it's in the millions, and public officials kind of nodded, so, well, we can't tell you, but they paid them millions. We know they paid them a large amount, and some cash was in some bags, according to the police chief in San Antonio, who refused them large black bags of cash. They built them a new law enforcement center, quietly had them move out of it 2 days before, and then had eight black helicopters attack and blow up the police station in the middle of the town next to a nursing home. And then they hit five other towns in South Texas, screaming Czechoslovakian troops, real machine guns, buildings blowing up, fire shooting out of buildings, buildings catching on fire. That's in Police State 2000. You know, the news, the footage, the public officials, admitting foreign troops were there, admitting the bribery. You know, so now it happens and people go, that's just what they do. Troops now, they blow it up. Do you see the acclamation? Good point, good point.
Yeah. Hey, Alex, also, what I really want to get into is something that you'll be interested in if you are aware of this. Your listeners certainly will. I'm going back through states 1982 when McDonnell, remember Congressman Larry McDonnell? He had 34 colleagues co-signed a thing showing how the communists were trying to take over Mexico. There was actually a communist-led uprising in Mexico in 1968.
Yeah, they sure dealt with McDonnell, didn't they?
Right. And then today they're actually running it. It said, McDonnell's letter said that the tens of thousands of Marxist terrorists from Latin America and elsewhere have been admitted to Mexico. Now, the next piece I got, which is really interesting...
Tell you what, stay there and finish up on the other side. My point earlier was, these women were mind-controlled, tortured and released, didn't do anything. And see, that's the government can do the same thing, and they have.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, mass on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Grow fruits, vegetables, and flowers without chemicals with the help of Arbico. Eating healthy and preserving our earth has never been this easy. Go to Arbico.com today and you'll learn, like I did, about the beneficial organisms and chemical-free fertilizers that will make your garden absolutely breathtaking. I'm talking about the beauty that only the Creator can conceive. Not the pesticide-ridden, genetically modified junk that most of us are used to. Your garden will look better and your produce will retain its nutrition. The benefits of organic gardening are endless. You'll even be saving money with Arbico's guaranteed low prices. Call them now at 1-800-827-2847 and receive free ladybugs with any beneficial insect order. My soil is richer, my air is cleaner, and most importantly, my children are healthier because of organic gardening. It's such a simple way to make this world a better place. So call Sherry and the good folks at Arbico today at 1-800-827-2847. Make sure you got that, 800-827-2847, or visit them at www.arbico.com. Saving the world has never been this simple because Arbico is organic gardening made easy.
Good point, Lou from Colorado. I've read those studies because I've read a lot of psychological studies trying to understand the New World Order. And yeah, they've done a lot of studies with rats. Rats and their colonies are the closest to humans. No, it's not monkeys. It's not apes, because humans get in big colonies. Monkeys and apes don't. And we're talking hundreds of thousands of rats, millions of rats in larger cities, in giant colonies. They have different smells for different colonies inside a city. They will have wars. This, different groups of rats, very similar. Says a lot about us, I guess. They notice that they shock and torture colonies of rats and put them through a lot of stress. If it's outside, something they can't control, and there's really not a smell attached to it, they will become more docile and mindless and servile. And that's exactly what they're doing to you. They're trying you to be a little jellyfish. You can't play dodgeball. You can't have musical chairs. You jumped in that mud puddle, that water puddle. That was an aggressive, violent move. They arrest you. They arrest you. Folks, I've read the articles. They arrest you. Think about how bad it's gotten. Imagine if I'd have written some science fiction book 10 years ago, or you would have had, or you've been reading a book, and it said, in the new America future, by 2003, children will be banned from playing dodgeball. Arrests will be made. It will be considered assault and violent if they're caught playing it secretly. Musical chairs is also one of the most evil games. This is how warped and sick it's gotten. Lou, finishing up real quick, then we'll go to Elliot and Howard and others. Go ahead,
yeah,
Lou.
Staying on my previous statement of how they took over Mexico, even by according to the communists did, there was a thing, Interior Minister Thomas Borg, who was from Nicaragua, which was part of the communist group there, he was interviewed in Playboy, and he said there will be an export of communism, the revolution to El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras, then Mexico, charged by President Reagan. The Interior Minister replied, this is one historical prophecy of Ronald Reagan that is absolutely true. Here comes the good part. The Washington Times reported on March 27, 1985, that Thomas Borg had bragged to a Nicaraguan political prisoner, we have Nicaragua. Soon we will have El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, and Costa Rica and Mexico. One day, tomorrow, or 5 or 15 years from now, we're going to take 5 to 10 million Mexicans, and they're going to have one thing on their mind, cross the border, go into Dallas, go into El Paso, go into Houston, go into New Mexico, go into San Diego, and each one has been embedded in his mind the idea of killing 10 Americans. This is part of your open border. thing.
Yeah, I remember that. Send me that news article. I remember that.
Sure.
Mail that to me, and God bless you, sir.
Okay, take care.
Thanks for the call, Lou. But you notice the bankers, the people that aren't the communists, fund the communists to break America up, to create that crisis, to create kind of a separatist movement in the Southwest like they have with the French separatists in Canada. And that breakoff will happen. It's going to happen. And it's going to be fostered by Washington. The UN will be called in. That's still about 10, 15 years away. But you will see it happen unless we reach out as whites to blacks to Hispanics and realize what the bankers are doing to us, realize the communists, the fascists, they're all together bringing the New World Order. The all-seeing eyes above it all manipulating the scene. It's total control, scientifically focused, giant computers running the battle simulations on how to destroy you and your family and totally enslave you. Before I end this hour, come back with your calls and more news, grab a pen and paper right now. You've heard a lot about my films. The newest are Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror. I talked about the police state videos. Find out who really carried out 911. Get the Road to Tyranny. Get the Masters of Terror. Don't procrastinate. And your purchase supports this broadcast. And you're authorized to make copies of my films for nonprofit educational purposes. Just call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or go to Infowars.com or net. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Again, that's 888-253-3139. And get the films, make copies, spread the word. You can also record the show and hand it out to folks as well. That's another way to spread the word. All right, we'll be right back.
You're sick because you allow yourself to remain sick. And you remain sick because you don't provide your body with the enzymes and other nutrients that only come from raw foods. You haven't alkalized your body. In fact, body.